give another round for Julissa Romero. Today's Play Ball Kid is thanks to Bally Sports. Bally Sports is the official fantasy and gaming partner of Minor League Baseball. Bally Sports, the heart of the fan. Now let's send it down to Tipper, who's got two words from tonight's Play Ball Kid, Julissa Romero.
Play ball! Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. This is game three of a six-game series against the Stockton Ports. They are the singly affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, while your Rawhide are the singly affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the Rawhide defeated the Ports 9-1. Game one, the Ports defeated the Rawhide 7-1, so we have a tied-up series. Winner tonight takes the lead. Yosker Pimentel, right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Let's give you tonight's starting lineup that he will be facing. Leading it off at third base for the Ports is Derek Salome. Batting second, a shortstop, Miles Naylor. Batting third in right field is Henry Bolte. In the cleanup spot at first base, Yeniel Laboy. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Carlos Franco. Followed by the center fielder, Pedro Pineda. Batting seventh behind the plate is Cooper Yule. Batting eighth in left field, Robert Person. And in right field at second base, Elvis Rijo. On the mound today for the Ports will be Luis Carrasco. We'll tell you more about him when he comes to the mound in the next half inning. Right now it is Yosker Pimentel, the right-handed pitcher on the mound. He's facing Derek Salome, who's been the third baseman this entire series so far for the Ports. Ports wearing their gray pants with dark blue jerseys. Your Rawhide wearing their Oaks jerseys tonight. The pitch misses low, ball one. First pitch is at 7:03. Pitch from Pimentel is popped up over the head of our press box. It is 88 degrees here in Visalia. The pitch is swung on line down the left field side. Sanabria tries to cut it off in front of the bullpen. He does so. Salome going for second. The throw from Sanabria off line and not in time. Salome, a leadoff double to start off the ball game. Runner on second for Miles Naylor. Naylor is 1-for-7 this series. His first series with the Ports. Infield shading slightly to the left. Pimentel checks the runner. Now delivers. It's lines right to the shortstop, Fernandez. He catches it before it hits the dirt for the first out of the inning. One away. And Henry Bolte now bats from the right side. So the Rawhide are wearing their dark gray unis, the Oaks jerseys, and I believe we're wearing them this entire weekend as a part of our Oaks throwback weekend, and they will be wearing the cream-colored pants. Unfortunately, no Oaks hats anymore, so we're wearing our Tipper BP hat. Here's the pitch. It's outside, but Bolte unable to hold up. Count is 0-1. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Nathan Hall. And on the bases is David Sabal. Infield still shading just slightly to the left. One away, runner on second in the first inning. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. Bolte yesterday struck out four times. O-2 count. And the pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Bolte goes down looking for the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for Pimentel. Strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Now, Yeniel Laboy bats from the left side. Catching today for Pimentel is Kenny Castillo. Third baseman Kevin Sin. The shortstop, Jose Fernandez. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Second baseman Anderson Rojas. And at first, Gavin Conticello. In left field, Donier Sanabria. Center field is Jack Hurley. And in right, Johan Benitez. 0-1. Off-speed pitch that misses outside. Pimentel in his seventh start of the year. He joined the Rawhide in mid-June after pitching in two games in the Complex League. He is 2-2 with a 7.99 ERA. The pitch is swung on. It's right near home plate, but Castillo can't find it. Because of that, Salone moves to third. 2-1 count. I think it'll be ruled a wild pitch. I believe it hit the dirt. There are two outs, so the infield stays back. Let's look at the replay, and no, I think that might be a pass ball. We'll see what the official scorer says. We'll have to talk with him after the inning if needed. The pitch misses low. And they are giving it a wild pitch on Pimentel. That might change. Long hold and the pitch. Low and inside. Count is now full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Not a cloud in the sky here in Visalia. The sun setting behind the first base grandstand. So as always, the left side of the field really just dealing with a lot of sunlight. Yesterday it was until about the third inning. Payoff pitch. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Yesterday, Kevin Sim, the starting third baseman, it was his first time playing here at Valley Strong Ballpark. And during BP, yeah, there's sun, but the sun isn't setting in your eyes. Today he has his glasses on. More. He's ready for it this time. I'm sure it's a little of a wake-up call. Sometimes it's not the most welcoming environment here when you're on the left side of the field. The pitch is a cold strike 3 on the inside corner. Oh boy, strikes out looking back-to-back K's for Pimentel. And we're still scoreless as we go into the bottom of the first inning. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun-Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered.
Anderson Rojas leads it off for the Rawhide, batting from the left side, facing the right-handed pitcher. First pitch to him is a strike on the outside corner. Starting pitcher, Luis Carrasco for the Ports. 3-4 with a 5.29 ERA. The 0-1 misses a little low. Wind is blowing out towards right today. Again, it's just 88 degrees here in Visalia. That is unheard of in August. If you're from the Central Valley, you know what I'm talking about. The pitch misses in. And the temperature in the booth, it says 89, so a little bit warmer, but it's still very comfortable. I got a nice breeze going. The pitch is swung on. Slow ground ball to the second baseman. He throws to first base for the first out of the inning.
Now batting for the Oaks, center fielder, number 14, Jack Hurley.
Jack Hurley now bats from the left side. One down, nobody on. First pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. I haven't been able to. Strike three. Strike one. Jack Hurley. Strike one. 0-1 count. One down. Here's the first pitch, or the second pitch, and that misses outside. Count is 1-1. So what I was trying to say that just got me nice and flustered was that I have not been able to speak to Hurley yet about this, but he seems to be very aggressive at the plate. The pitch is swung on, a slow ground ball, but foul. And the only reason I say this, again, this is what, his fifth at-bat that I've seen this season, or sixth at-bat. He seems to swing at the first pitch quite often. I appreciate the aggressiveness. I personally like seeing that in a ball player. The 1-2, a little high and outside. Count is now 2-2. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three. Hurley strikes out for the second out of the inning. Two away now for Kevin Sim, the third baseman. Sim, 0-for-4 yesterday, looking for his first hit as a member of the Cal League. Both Sim and Hurley had their first games in the Cal League yesterday, swung on and missed on the first pitch, 0-1 count, two away. Carrasco delivers and the pitch is fouled off. Catching for Carrasco today is Cooper Yule. Third base, Derek Salome. The shortstop, Miles Naylor. At second base, Elvis Rijo. And in first base, Yeniel LaBoy. Here's the 0-2. Outside ball one. In left field, Robert Persone. Center field, Pedro Pineda. And in right field, Henry Bolte. The pitch misses. First time that Carrasco's facing the Rawhide this season. You can see there the angle that JT's giving us. How far back in the box Sim is. The pitch is fouled off. He stays alive. Sim, originally from Korea, but moved to the United States when he was about 7 years old. Grew up in the San Diego area and attended University of San Diego. 2-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Sim goes down looking for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Luis Carrasco. We are scoreless heading into the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Carlos Franco leads it off for the Ports. In the top of the second inning, first pitch from Pimentel is a strike at the knees. Scoreless ball game. Pimentel did give up a double to start off the game, but stranded the runner on third. And he struck out two batters, the 0-1 swing and a miss, strike two. Here's the 0-2. Misses inside, ball one. Franco batting 286 this season. The pitch is fouled off right towards the Ports dugout on the first base side. Ball and two strikes. Pimentel glove covering his face. He now steps and delivers. Breaking ball. Lined into shallow left field. Sanabria had some trouble finding it, but he's able to get it in for a single. When I say has some trouble, I just mean that he was running a little bit slower than normal, covering his face with his glove to be able to protect it from the sun.
Now batting, number 29, center fielder Pedro.
There was a player here in 2019. His name is Mark Caraviotis, and he now is playing an independent ball, I believe in Texas. And he told me, because I asked him how difficult it is to play left field here and what do you do to deal with the sun. The first pitch is a strike. Pineda tried to bunt, and then he kind of looked like he was trying to pull back, but he ended up offering and missing, so it is an 0-1 count. And when I asked Mark what he does to try to deal with the sun, he said, you pray that there is not a line drive hit at you until after the fourth inning. The 0-1 is fouled off into the netting, and this is my fourth season broadcasting here at Valley Strong Ballpark, and I feel like that's the only way to get through being able to play in left field. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed, strike three. Pineda strikes out for the first out of the inning. Strikeout number three of the day for Pimentel.
The Platteville and Crust, we trust.
And now Cooper Ewell bats from the right side. One down, still a runner on first. He takes ball one low and outside. The runner on first, Franco, does not have a stolen base this season. He's not even attempted one as that pitch is swung on and missed. So Pimentel doesn't need to pay too much attention to him, but you don't want to ignore him completely. One one. There's a strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 91 miles an hour. And the pitch is high, ball two. Ewell batting 322 this season. He's the catcher today. Had the day off yesterday, but was the DH in game one, so it's the first time he's behind the plate for the Ports this series. The 2-2 is low and outside, ball three. No real shift in the defense for the Rawhide, not in the infield nor the outfield. 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back K's again for Pimentel. Make it four strikeouts through an inning and two-thirds. Runner on first is still Carlos Franco, and on at the plate is Robert Prasson. He's batting 149 this season. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. Pimentel, 21 years old. The pitch is swung on and missed strike two. He'll turn 22 in November this year, 6'2", 170 pounds. Right-handed pitcher from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 0-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Pimentel, three strikeouts in the second inning. We're still scoreless. Heading into the bottom of the second inning, you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Now batting, first baseman, number 25, Gavin Contasello.
Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning, Gavin Contasello. He's batting from the left side. Had the day off yesterday, batting 197 this season. The pitch comes in, it hits him. It looked like either, hopefully above the knee or right below it. But first pitch hits Contasello. He reaches first base. It was his right leg. Let's see. Okay, so it was above the knee. Was that the hamstring? Fortunately, it might have been more like the IT band. That's a lot of pain. Not enough pain where you're going to be taken out or anything, but anything with the IT band just really hurts. For those of you who have been an athlete before or you've rolling out your IT band or getting a massage on your IT band is one of the worst feelings I have ever had in my life. There was one time I had cupping done, which is when they, like, if you haven't seen cupping, they put this glass or plastic thing on a muscle and they basically suction your skin up. I've had that done on my IT band and then they moved it around to get some blood flow going. That was hands down the worst experience of my life. So I feel for Contasello getting hit in the IT band area. All right, Kenny Castillo is now batting from the right side as Contasello is the runner on first. Here's the pitch. It misses outside, ball one. Castillo, the catcher today. It was the DH the last two games for the Hyde. Carrasco delivers, and it's swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Carrasco originally from Venezuela. 21 years old. He'll turn 22 in December this year. Here's the pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. According to his MLB page, Carrasco is 6'1", 180 pounds. I think he's a little bit more than 180 now. They tend to not update their weight and height on the MLB page. That pitch misses high, ball two. He was signed as an international free agent in 2019 by the Oakland Athletics. This is the first time he's facing the Rawhide, not just this season, but in his career. It's his 10th start of the season, 12th appearance. 2-2. High ball three. His last appearance was against Lake Elsinore at home. He took the win. Earned the win after throwing three innings, two earned runs off of four hits in five innings of work. Walked a batter while striking out six. Payoff pitch. Misses low ball four. Castillo draws a walk. Two runners on for the Rawhide. First time they've had runners on today. And now Johan Benitez bats from the left side. The runner on second is Contesello. He was hit by a pitch, and Kenny Castillo just drew a walk. First pitch to Benitez popped up into right center field. Center fielder Pineda is underneath it, makes the catch. Contesello fakes that he was going, but stays at second base. Towering pop fly by Benitez, one away. Jose Fernandez, the shortstop.
Number 7, shortstop, Jose Fernandez.
So the original lineup that I was given by DR manager, who's coaching first base today, and the coach at third today is Rolando Arenado, the fourth coach. Here's the first pitch to Fernandez. It misses outside. So in the original lineup that I received, it actually had Jose Fernandez listed as the catcher. It had two catchers listed. And I was pretty sure, considering that the shortstop position was not listed, that it would is going to be Fernandez, not Castillo, at short. I, in fact, would probably bet my life on that, actually. The 1-0 is a strike on the outside corner. But just to be safe, I did ask Fernandez during BP, hey, you're playing shortstop, right? And he said yes. And then I told him, oh, well, you were listed as catcher. And he said, no chance. So glad we were able to guess that one correctly. One ball, one strike, one away, and the pitch misses outside ball two. Carrasco, in his 11 appearances prior to tonight's start, he's thrown 47 innings, striking out 42 and walking 15. Again, his ERA 5.29 with a 3-4 record. The pitch, there's a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, one away. And Fernandez calls for time. So again, there have been two times this season that Carrasco did not start. He ended up piggybacking instead. Well, I mentioned that he got the win in his last appearance, but he did not start that game, and he still threw five innings to get the win. It was a piggyback situation. The 2-2, a ground ball by the diving first baseman LaBoy into right field. They're sending Contesello. Here's the throw as Fernandez heads for second. The throw to second is not in time. Heads up play by Fernandez. 1-0, the Rawhide lead. Fernandez never slowing down. He immediately was rounding first, kept on going. Contesello scored easily. The first baseman, LaBoy, cut it off and did throw to second. If it was a little bit of a lower throw, Fernandez might have been out. And gutsy play, but it paid off for Fernandez. And he is standing on second after advancing on the throw, according to our official scorekeeper. Will not be a double. It is a RBI single. First pitch to Donier Sanabria is swung on and missed. 1-0 ball game, though, the Rawhide lead. Runner on third, Kenny Castillo, and on second, Jose Fernandez. The 1-0 fouled off. Excuse me, 1-1 count.
That's a Port of Sound surprise ball. Get that ball taken to the Jackets.
No balls, two strikes. I do beg your pardon.
Coupon for Porta Subs.
Oh, 2 infield in. The pitch is foul tipped into the glove of Ewell for strike three. Sanabria strikes out for the second out of the inning. And here is Sergio Gutierrez batting from the left side.
Sergio Gutierrez.
Gutierrez is a switch hitter for the Rawhide. Two away, runners on second and third. The first pitch is fouled off on the third base side. Goody, the DH. We've seen him behind the plate this season, also at first base. 0-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Rawhide lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. No balls, two strikes for Gutierrez. Infield shading to the right. 0-2. Misses high, ball one. One, two. Swing and a miss, strike three. Gutierrez strikes out swinging for the final out of the inning. Back-to-back K's for Carrasco, but the Rawhide take the lead 1-0 as we go into the third. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Pimentel now working with the lead here in the top of the third. Rawhide lead 1-0. First pitch misses inside to Elvis Riho, the number 9 batter. He's the only batter that Pimentel has not faced yet today. One oh, foul tipped. Shadows taking over almost all of the field here at Valley Strong Ballpark. There's a little bit of sunlight in straightaway left field, and that pillar of sunshine going from first base all the way out to left center field. It's still there. The pitch is swung on and missed strike two. Now the first baseman and second baseman, they have some sun in their eyes, but it's not direct sunlight. It's more just on the side of their face. Still annoying, but should not affect their play. 1-2, low in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. Last time that Pimentel threw, it was last week against the Modesto Nuts. Great outing for Pimentel, but was not a part of the decision. Five innings, one run, three hits, walked a batter and struck out five. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. That's the fifth strikeout. No, sixth strikeout, beg your pardon. Sixth strikeout of the day for Pimentel. Four consecutive strikeouts for the right-hander. One away. Nobody on as Derek Salone bats from the right side. He is the leadoff batter today, and he did double to start off this ball game. First pitch misses. Now Pimentel just one strikeout away from tying his season and career high of seven. Last time he struck out seven was two starts ago on July 20th against the Sixers. Pitch misses inside 2-0. Lights are now starting to turn on here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Still some sunlight on the playing surface and a very light sky. 2-0. There's a strike, although Castillo couldn't keep it in his glove. Still a strike. This is the first time that Pimentel is facing the Ports. Rawhide and Ports, much like all of the other Northern teams, only face each other twice this year. The pitch misses in ball three. So with the Rawhide being in the Southern Division, we only play Northern Division teams twice, once at home and once on the road. 3-1. Breaking ball that swung on and missed, strike two. So the Rawhide traveled to Stockton in the last week of April. It's the last time that we faced them. It's the first time the Ports are here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Payoff pitch. Cold strike three. Five consecutive strikeouts for Pimentel. Seven strikeouts on the day for the right-handed pitcher.
How about it?
Seven strikeouts ties his season and career high. Two away, nobody on. Miles Naylor bats from the right side, takes a strike on the inside corner. And the pitch popped up first base side. It will reach the stands. So today is an Oaks throwback weekend. It's our Oaks throwback series. Today, if you wore Oaks gear or Oaks colors, which is maroon, that dark green we have on the jerseys, or powdered blue, you earned a $5 grandstand ticket. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Pimentel strikes out the side. Six consecutive strikeouts for Pimentel. Eight today. That is a new season and career high for the 21-year-old. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
I'm Anderson Rojas.
Rawhide lead 1-0. Anderson Rojas leads it off. He grounds it out to second in his first at bat. Bottom of the third inning, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. So in Carrasco, his last appearance, he earned the win, but it was not a start. The last time he started was 2 weeks ago against the Giants. The pitch is swung on, a flare into shallow left field. Prasson, a little bit of a late break, but makes the catch and left for the first out. One away, nobody on for Hurley. So against San Jose, he took the loss, throwing 4 1/3 innings. 3 runs, 9 hits.
Hurley
walked a batter while striking out 5. Hurley batting from the left side. One down and the pitch. Misses ball one. And the pitch. Outside. Ball two. The pitch is swung on and missed. 2-1 count. Hurley drafted in the third round, not last year, just last month. This year by the Diamondbacks. 2-1 is fouled off, out of play, left field side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So, again, drafted in the third round this year out of Virginia Tech. A much-needed outfielder that the Rawhide need after Alvin Guzman was placed on the injured list. 2-2. It misses outside ball three. Rawhide, we're really dealing with only, technically, no true outfielders. We had Anderson Rojas, Donier Sanabria. The 3-2 is swung on a slow ground ball to the second baseman. Rio has it. The throw to first is in plenty of time, two away. And Kevin Sim steps to the plate, batting from the right. So again, the outfielders that the Rawhide were using once Guzman was placed on the injured list, Anderson Rojas, Donier Sanabria, Johan Benitez, and Julio Carrion. Benitez, naturally a middle infielder when he was first signed. Same with Rojas. Both of them great outfielders, though. Donier Sanabria was, I believe, signed as an outfielder. The pitch is swung on, fouled off by Sim. But we've seen him a lot at first base, and I personally really like him at first base. But again, none of these guys were really true outfielders. From the day they were born, they were playing outfield. 0-1 count, 2 down. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball to the shortstop. Naylor has it. The throw to first beats Sim for the final out of the inning. It is a 1-2-3 inning of work for Carrasco, but the Rawhide still lead 1-0 as we go into the fourth inning. Joey Gonzalez will be on the call for the next three innings. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, or should I say for the weekend, Oaks Baseball, here from Valley Strong Ballpark on this Oaks throwback weekend. The Rawhide sporting their Oaks green tops Thursday through Sunday. 1-0 delivery on the way from starting pitcher Yasker Pimentel. Misses outside for ball number two, 2 balls and 0 strikes. The third pitch of the at-bat on the way from Pimentel swung on and missed for Henry Bolte. And the count moves to 2-1. So if you're watching on our radio broadcast, Rawhide with the green tops, cream pants. 2-1 delivery on the way. Goes in there for strike number two. 2 balls and 2 strikes and no outs here in the top of the fourth inning. So the green tops with the black Oaks across the front of the jersey. Cream pants, black socks with the tipper cow hat. 2-2 delivery on the way. Swung on, missed. Strike three called. And Yasker Pimentel with another strikeout here in the ball game. And that's going to be a mill strikeout. The mill in crust, we trust. And Yasker Pimentel continues to wheel and deal. Look at the numbers for him this year. 6 games played, 2-2 with a 7.99 ERA. 16 strikeouts entering the day. And that one is swung and fouled backwards for strike number one. So 7 straight batters retired here for Ports hitting All seven of those have been strikeouts here from Pimentel. You see that one looked like Kenny Castillo popped off the mask, couldn't find it. But already nine strikeouts here for Pimentel. The delivery on the way, that one misses downstairs for ball number one. Keep in mind, seven straight strikeouts. A pretty impressive feat to start off this ball game. And entering today, the career high for Yosker, seven strikeouts. A little shallow flare out in right center field. That one's going to drop for a base hit. And the drought comes to a conclusion. So after two straight innings with only one hit, finally the Ports get up on the board. That's their third hit of the ball game. And now a runner on first here for Stockton as it's going to bring up Carlos Franco to the plate. So two singles and a leadoff double. And since that leadoff double, Pimentel has only given up that one hit in the second. Pickoff attempt over to first. Contesello tries to apply the tag, and it sneaks on through his glove. So diving in safely is Yennio LaBoy with one away. Carlos Franco gets ready to step into the batter's box. Currently on a 15-game on-base streak entering the day. And he got on the board once again with that single in the second. That one misses upstairs for a ball, one ball and one strike. So as a result of that single, 16-game on-base streak entering the day, that was tied for the second longest active hitting streak in the Cal League. 1-0 delivery on the way from Pimentel working from the stretch. And that one clips the outside corner from strike number one. Home plate umpire today, Nathan Holt, in his second game behind the plate. First base umpire is David Sabal. He'll be calling balls and strikes tomorrow. 1-1 delivery on the way from Pimentel. That one's hit to the right side of the infield for a base hit. Rounding second base, LaBoy will hold up there. Benitez throws that ball in, cut off by Jose Fernandez. And now after the leadoff strikeout for Henry Bolte, Yennio LaBoy and Carlos Franco have reached on singles.
Now batting, number 29, Pedro Pineda.
So it gets through the 3-4 hole, and it's going to bring up Pedro Pineda to the plate. The 26th-ranked prospect in the Oakland Athletics charts, and he was the number 13th-ranked prospect in the 2020-2021 International Prospect Ranks. This one's hit to the left side of the infield, but it just misses the third base bag. And that one moves to strike number one. No balls and a strike here for Pineda. And now Kenny Castillo is going to make his way out to the mound and have a quick word with the starting pitcher. Pineda in 2022, batting 188 with four home runs, 13 RBIs. And in 2021, spent some time in the Dominican Summer League and the Complex League. Batted fairly well, 237, as he made up for his time, showing why he was one of the top 20 picks in the international signing. A one delivery on the way from Pineda, misses downstairs for a ball. One ball and one strike. We're going to dive in a little bit into the history of the Rawhide here in a little bit, talking about their jerseys and their affiliates. So make sure you stay in throughout this broadcast to tune in for that story, as that one's fouled off to the right side for strike number two. One ball, two strikes with one away. And for the first time in this ball game, Yosker Pimentel working with two runners on base. The Ports have stranded two runners in the first two innings. Last inning was the only inning where Stockton has gone down in order. One ball, two strikes, one away. The delivery on the way to Pineda swung on and missed. And Yosker Pimentel now sitting at 10 strikeouts on the day. And that's a middle strikeout. The meal in crust we trust.
That's right, the Platter Meal Pizzeria and Taproom.
So if you're just tuning in for the first time in this series today, Pimentel, 10 strikeouts. Yesterday, Ricardo Yan with 9 strikeouts. That was one shy of his career high, which was 10. And two outs, a delivery on the way from Pimentel. That one clips the outside corner for strike number one. The reason I mentioned that Ricardo Yan strikeout, now in two out of the three games, Rawhide pitching has combined for 19 strikeouts from just starting pitching alone. Yesterday, the Rawhide pitching staff combined for 12 strikeouts, and a balk is going to be called against Pimentel, so runners are going to advance into scoring position. Pimentel must have not gotten set on that one, and the first base umpire, David Sabal, is right there. And that's where the call was made for David Sabal. A little late signal. The ball had already been hit into the glove for Kenny Castillo. But now with the 0-1, two away. Let's see how Pimentel attacks the at-bat. This one's popped up to the right side, and it's going to go into the bleachers over to the Hall of Fame area here at Valley Strong. Popped up and out of play, and the count moves to one ball and one strike. Pimentel 62 pitches here in the top of the fourth inning. And this definitely the best start of Pimentel's young Rawhide career. 0-2, two way. He's been back and forth throughout his first five starts for Pimentel. Now it goes over the head of Cooper Yule, able to get out of the way of that ball. I talked about the five starts for Visalia. In his first ever game, it was out in Inland Empire against the 66ers. And in that ball game, he only went three innings, gave up seven hits. Following game, five hits, went back to seven. And then his last two outings, he's given up three hits. So he's gotten, it seems he's gotten a little bit more comfortable, got into his role. His last two starts have looked pretty well. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one's in the dirt. Check swing goes down to first base umpire David Sabol. And he's going to say no swing as Kenny Castillo did a really nice job there getting down to both knees and keeping the ball in front of him as it bounces off the top of his chest protector. And now all twos on the board here for Cooper Yule. The seven batter here in the Stockton order and looking to give the Ports their first lead of the day. Choked up on the bat. 2-2 pitch on the way. Strikeout number 11 is looming, and that one misses inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes, and one ball away from facing bases loaded for the first time today. Yule step out of the batter's box and gets ready to step back in once again. Payoff pitch for the first time from Yosker Pimentel. 3-2 delivery on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three called. Yosker Pimentel, 11 strikeouts through four innings of work. What a start for that young man. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with the Oaks leading over the Ports 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Number 25, Gavin Contesello.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Oaks weekend rolls on here in the Central Valley. First pitch on the way, misses inside for ball number one. One ball and no strikes here to Gavin Contesello. The Rawhide cleanup hitter sends that one right through the middle of the infield for a base hit. And a leadoff single for the home run leader for Visalia. And with no outs, Contesello stands over on first base. Nice piece of hitting there by Gavin. Got hit by a pitch in the second inning, and this time he drives it right up the middle underneath the foot of Luis Carrasco. And that's going to bring up the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo, who had a triple yesterday out in the right center field. One of two three-baggers for the Rawhide yesterday. First pitch on the way to the Rawhide catcher. This one's hit to the right side, and that one's going to go into the doer's section. And the count moves to no balls and a strike here to Kenny. Kenny's trying to get back into his groove. 196, 4 points below 200. He dipped down a little bit towards the end of the month of July, but starting to get his groove back. And the Rawhide catcher looking for his first hit of the ball game. He's already reached once today off of a walk. And now he sends this one to the right side over the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. And the count moves to no balls and two strikes. So that's going to be a foul ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks. Call 559-747-2000 for a free quote today. Castillo behind the count, no balls, two strikes. The delivery on the way. And that one just misses a little bit upstairs for ball number one. 4-5 and 6 scheduled to bat here in the inning for the Rawhide with the switch hitting Johan Benitez awaiting on deck. 1-2, no outs. Minor lead over by Contasello over at first. And that one misses upstairs as well for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Contasello, the active player on this Rawhide team that leads in stolen bases. Alvin Guzman led that category before being placed on the injured list. 2-2 delivery on the way to Castillo. And he swings and pops this one a mile into the twilight sky. We'll see who calls this one off. It's going to be the second baseman. Underneath that one is Elvis Rijo for the first out of the inning.
Now batting for the Oaks. Number six.
And now step up to the plate for the Oaks. Switch hitting Johan Benitez. So I mentioned earlier we were going to talk about the history of the Visalia Oaks, Visalia Rawhide. And we'll get to that right now. On this Oaks weekend, starting tonight through Sunday. Tickets on sale now at rawhidebaseball.com. Benitez hits this to the shortstop. Naylor tries to scoop that one up, and he drops it. And as a result, there's going to be no play. Naylor thought he had to scoop that one up and step on the second base bag. And instead, he was unable to do it and ended up getting no outs on that play, which could have been an ending 6-3 DP. And we'll see if they count that one as a hit or an error. Miles Naylor had a lot of ground to cover on that ball. And I think that's ultimately what kind of tripped him up on that play. Right over the middle of the second base bag here. You see Naylor just thinking a little too ahead on that one. And it's going to be called an E6 fielding error against Naylor. And that's going to bring up Jose Fernandez to the plate. The runners on first and second for the Rawhide. And Fernandez will bat from the right side. One away, first pitch coming up to Fernandez. Luis Carrasco, his delivery misses high and outside for ball one. So the Visalia Rawhide, that you know them as today, they started off in 1946, and through 1946 to 1952, they were an affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. 1-0 delivery on the way, hit through the left side of the infield. Contasello around third, he's going home. The throw into home plate, and this one is online, and it's going to be an out. And now a little bit of extra contact there as the catcher, Cooper Yule, very furious right now. He's talking with the home plate umpire, Nathan Hall. He did not like the way Contasello came running in. A collision there at the plate. And Cooper Yule continues to be frustrated here. He appears to be all right, and you see Yule has those glasses on, and Contasello came charging in so hard it completely knocked the glasses off of his face. And now the manager, Gregorio Petit, is on his way out talking with the home plate umpire. And you see Contasello there. It didn't look like he intentionally tried to hit him, but just came full steam, and Cooper Yule not liking that one. I mean, we've seen throughout Major League Baseball, there's been players that have suffered pretty severe injuries from a play like that, and I don't think Contasello meant any ill intentions on that one. Just coming on in, I mean, definitely didn't put in an effort to slide. But on a play like that, I mean, slightly trying to knock the ball out of glove of Yule. And as a result now, two away, and a really nice throw for credit for Robert Poussin. With two away now with Benitez at second, Fernandez at first. He's going to bring up Daniel Tenabria to the plate, the delivery on the way. And that one, it misses inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So as I was saying a moment ago, so 52 was the last year that the Rawhide were a part of the Chicago Cubs. Then from 1957 to 1959, the Rawhide were a part of the Cincinnati Reds. Daniel Tenabria swings and misses on that one. One ball and one strike. 1960 to 1961, the Rawhide were affiliate of Stockton's affiliate right now, the Oakland Athletics. Only lasted 2 years before the Rawhide switched affiliation again. swung on and missed for Sanabria. It looks like that one's fouled backwards, and the count moved to one ball and two strikes. The Rawhide, another year of short term with a team. They joined the Chicago White Sox in 1962. That only lasted 1 year. But one of the, as we start to get to more of the longer years for the Rawhide, in 1968 through 1975, the Rawhide were actually a part of the New York Mets. And that was the first year that the Rawhide won a championship. We have one of those three banners out in left field. 1971, they were the Visalia Mets, and they won that first ever championship. As you see it out there, 1971, 78, and 2019. 1-2 delivery on the way to Sanabria. Misses high and outside. Throw down to third, not in time. Stolen bag here for Johan Benitez. A double steal here for the Rawhide and puts two runners into scoring position. So if you're curious what the Rawhide wore in the 70s, during their home games, the Rawhide sported very similar New York Mets uniforms. They were pinstripes with the Mets across the front, and then the road uniforms, a little different, but the home uniforms did not have any Visalia on it. It was straight up Mets like the Major League Baseball team. So that was the 1970s. Then from 1977 to 1992, the Mets transitioned from the New York affiliate to the Minnesota Twins. That was 1977 to 1992. Payoff pitch on the way to Sanabria, and he hits us to the right side of the infield. Backhand attempt. That one's going to sneak on through. It's going to be another error. Johan Benitez will come in to score as that ball pinballs off the first baseman, Yeniel Laboy, and another run comes home to score. The Rawhide now lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hard hit shot there by Daniel Sanabria. Laboy kind of went down to both knees to prevent that ball from rolling into the outfield, but instead the ball comes way too hard, ricochets off Laboy, and now runners on the corners for the Oaks with Jose Fernandez standing on third and Sanabria standing on first. And entering the day, Daniel Sanabria ended a 9-game hit streak on Tuesday night in his last game that he played. And now with that base hit here, Sanabria with a hit in 10 of his last 11 games. It's going to bring up Sergio Gutierrez at the plate. First pitch on the way, swung on and missed on an elevated fastball outside the zone for strike number one. So as we remain in our timeline, 1977 to 92, the Rawhide were a part of the Minnesota Twins. And in fact, in 1977 to 83, they wore a powder blue. And it's actually very similar to one of our two retired numbers of Kirby Puckett, wore the number 28. His number, along with Jackie Robinson, are the two numbers retired here at Valley Strong Ballpark. So a very light blue for the Rawhide. 1-0 delivery on the way, and that one misses inside for a ball. And the count moves to two balls and one strike as a stolen base there for Daniel Sanabria. So then, after 83, the Rawhide went to a little bit of a more of a darker color. And they remained a part of the Twins until they switched to the Colorado Rockies in 93-94. Pitch misses outside for a ball. Three balls, one strike, two-way to Sergio Gutierrez. And at the time, the Rawhide were nicknamed the Central Valley Rockies, and they sported these pinstripes. You see on our broadcast, if you're watching on TV, the retired Kirby Puckett, the one of two numbers retired. Pitch misses outside for Sergio Gutierrez, and that's going to load the bases as we go back to the top of the order here for Anderson Rojas.
Yeah, at it. For the Oaks, second baseman, number 35, Anderson Rojas. Rojas
now will be the seventh batter to step up to the plate for the Rawhide in this ballgame, and now we're going to have a mound visit here. Remember that all mound visits are brought to you by the Shawn team. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. See a little bit of action warming up in the Stockton pen as we speak. And just right now, Luis Carrasco just trying to maintain this two-run lead. Let's finish up this history lesson before the inning comes to a conclusion. 93-94, 2 years.
Tejeda, glove at the belt, and delivers a high inside pitch. Tejeda, 5'10", 170 pounds. 22 years old, originally from the Dominican Republic. And the pitch is a little outside, but Ewell is unable to hold up. He goes around for the first out of the inning, strike three. Fifteenth strikeout of the day for the Rawhide pitching staff. First pitch to Poisson is swung on and missed, strike one. Infield at double play depth. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Tejeda is 2-4 with a 6.17 ERA. 27th appearance out of the pen for the Rawhide. He was not on the opening day roster, but joined us in April. 0-2. Ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez has it. Flips to second. On to first. In time. A 6-4-3 inning ending double play. It's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide leads 6-0. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
That was electric. That play is the electric play of the game. Brought to you by Geyer Electric. A family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Kevin Sim batting from the right side, takes the ball too high and in. Infield shading just slightly to the left against Sim. And the pitch is high, ball three. Dallas is back on the mound for his third inning of work. Pitch is a strike, count is now 3-1. Swung on, lined into left field, a base hit for Sim. His first hit as a member of the Rawhide, coming here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Number 25, first baseman, Gavin Otacello.
He almost had his first hit and his last at bat in the fourth inning. Well hit ball into right field, but the right fielder Bolte making a nice play. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed, strike one. Count to Contasello. So Sim standing on first has his first hit in the California League. It is not his first professional hit. Here's the 0-1. It misses high, ball one. Going to go off on a little tangent about that in just a second. One count to Conticello. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball back up the middle. Second baseman, Rio, throws to second on to first. 4-6-3 double play. Bases are empty now with two outs. So the reason why I always specify whether or not it was, in fact, their first professional hit is truly just because some guys, even though they don't consider a complex league real professional games, it is, in fact, a part of their stats when you look at their entire minor league baseball statistics. The pitch misses to Kenny Castillo. Dominican Summer League stats count as well. I mean, if they didn't, then some of these guys, their first 3 years of their career wouldn't be minor league baseball stats. The 1-0 misses inside ball two. I do know of some players who don't believe that it really counts, and they know it counts for their stats. But, for example, Wyatt Wendell, he had a win last year in the complex league, but his win this year is what he really feels true to him. The pitch is popped up. Right side, the right fielder, Bolte, gives chase. So does the first baseman, LaBoy, but it lands in between them in foul territory. So, for example, yesterday, I do know that Jack Hurley received a ball that said first professional hit, and we still do that if the player, you know, obviously wants one, we'll obviously give it to him, even if it is not, in fact, his first professional hit. And same case goes for Kevin. If Kevin Sim wants the baseball, they will more than happily give it to him. The pitch is swung on, popped into right field. Right fielder Pineda going back. It's one hops the wall. Castillo rounding first, heading for second, thinking about three, but he cruises in there with his second double of the year with the Rawhide.
That right there was your in-and-out double-double of the game. Let's go 205, that top right there. Let's go.
You're killing me today, yesterday. You're killing me. 205 yesterday.
They weren't here yesterday.
Two down. Runner on second is Castillo. And at the plate is Johan Benitez batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. It's foul down the first base side, just barely foul. 0-1 count. Infield still shading to the right. Benitez today has flied out to center, reached on an error, and he's also walked today. Throughout his at-bat, we will take you through the Cal League scores. Dallas sets, 0-1 inside. San Jose leads Inland Empire 6-2 in the eighth inning. Fresno leads Rancho 2-0 in the sixth. And like Elsinore and Modesto, they are scoreless in the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-1. Hard ground ball through into right field, a base hit. They're sending Castillo. Bolte now picking it up. The throw goes to second. 7-0, the Rawhide lead. Benitez with an RBI single. And now Jose Fernandez bats from the right side. Runner on first, two away. Fernandez.
Now batting for the Oaks. Number 7, Jose Fernandez.
Is 2-for-3 today. Pitch misses outside, ball one. Fernandez has driven in one run today. 1-0. Ground ball back up the middle. Dallas snags it. Underhand tosses to first. And that ends the inning with a Rawhide pick up another run. 7-0 going into the eighth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
This is Budweiser Zero.
Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Coming to the plate for the Porks, number six, Elvis Riho.
Luis Tejeda on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch swinging as a ground ball up the middle to the shortstop Fernandez. He throws offline. Condicello comes off the bag, catches it, and tags Elvis Riho for the out. What a play by Condicello. Heads up play by the first baseman for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Tejeda. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner to Salome. Oh, 01 is swung on and missed strike two. Oh, 02 from Tejeda, outside. One ball, two strikes, one down. Tejeda delivers. Little outside. Tejeda this season. 47 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 46, walking 28. Here's the 2-2. Missing outside, ball three. Payoff pitch. Cole, strike three at the knees. Breaking ball from Tejeda. Strikes out Salome for the second out of the inning.
Strikeout's been served up by the Plenty of Pizza and Tap Room. Now batting, number eight, Miles Naylor.
Miles Naylor, the shortstop, bats from the right side. 0 for 3 today. First pitch to him is a strike at the knees. O-1 fouled off down the third base side. The on-deck batter, Bolte, almost snagged that one. O-2 swung on, fouled off third base side. The 0-2 just misses outside. 1-2 count now. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Naylor strikes out to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work. Rawhide still leads 7-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the...
First pitch swinging, Sanabria in the bottom of the eighth inning. In comes Bolte, makes a sliding grab, but he drops it. He had it in front of him, looked like it was right near his glove, just could not hold on to it. Nice effort by the right fielder.
Coming to the plate, designated hitter, number four, Sergio Gutierrez.
Here's Sergio Gutierrez batting from the left side. First pitch misses, ball one. Goody did have a hit in his last at bat. Single into right center field. 1-0 is swung on and missed. Count is now 1-1. The pitch is swung on, one hopper to the pitcher, throws to second on to first in time. Bases clearing, double play.
Now batting, second baseman, number 35, Anderson Rojas.
And Anderson Rojas steps to the plate now, and I do beg your pardon, I did not tell you that. There's a new pitcher on the mound for the Ports. It's Frangelson Rodriguez. Rodriguez, right-handed pitcher in relief for Dallas. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the first baseman. LaBoy underhand tosses to first to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work despite the leadoff hit. We're going into the ninth. Rawhide leads 7-0, three outs away from a win. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
California Water
Services. These are upset. They throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Alfred Murillo, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide, in relief for Luis Tejeda. Top of the ninth inning, the first pitch is swung on and missed. Tejeda threw two scoreless innings. Rawhide close to shutting out the Ports. They almost shut them out yesterday, but a run did score in the ninth inning for the Ports. The pitch misses, ball one. Murillo, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. 17 strikeouts so far for the Rawhide pitching staff. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. One, two. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Bolte strikes out looking for the first out of the ninth. He has struck out four times today. That's eight times in the last two games. Make it 18 strikeouts today for the Rawhide pitching staff. Now Yeniel LeBoy bats from the left side. I think that's the first time I've had to see Mike do a double, another line of strikeouts. The pitch misses, ball one. There it is. A lot of K's, a lot of strikeouts there. Infield shading to the right against LeBoy. He has singled today. The Ports have five hits today. The pitch is a strike. One, one. Misses outside. Ball two. And the pitch misses low. Three, one. Swing and a miss, strike two. Count is full. Two fouled off. Three, two to LeBoy. Just misses outside. Ball four. LeBoy draws a one out walk. And that is the first walk given up by a Rawhide pitcher today.
Number 18, Carlos Franco.
Murillo, 4-2 this year, a 4.04 ERA. It's his 30th appearance. One down, runner on first. Carlos Franco at the plate. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Murillo has thrown 36 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 43 and walking 27. Oh, 01 misses high, ball one. Now here's a stat for you. The Rawhide pitching staff this last 2 days have struck out 23 Ports batters in 12 innings, almost two per inning. 1-1 count, one down, and the pitch. Slow ground ball, left side of the mound. Murillo picks it up, throws to first in time to get Franco for the second out of the inning. Lavoie does advance to second.
Now batting number 29, Pedro Pineda
bats from the right side. Runner in scoring position is Lavoie. Ports trying to prevent the shutout here. 7-0 Rawhide lead in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Misses outside. Pineda has struck out twice today, and he has been hit by a pitch. One. Fouled off into the netting on the first base side. One, two, fouled off again, still looking for the final strike of the inning. One, two, low, appeal down to Davis, the ball on the bases. They're saying, no, we did not go. Two balls, two strikes, two outs with the win today. With one more strike, one more out, the Rawhide will lead the series 2-1. Swing and a miss, strike three. Rawhide win 7-0.
That Rawhide win has been brought to you by Toyota, the primary automotive partner of the Visalia Oaks.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just
for tonight's game down to Barrel House Brewing Company in downtown Visalia within 2 days of tonight's game and get 10% off all draft beer. Barrel House Brewing Company, good people, good times, great beer. Take a peek at the back of the ticket for a special offer like the one from Eagle Mountain Casino. New members get $20 bonus cash at Eagle Mountain Casino when they join the Legacy Rewards Club. Eagle Mountain Casino, still the people's casino, must be 21 years of age to enter the casino.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Before leaving Ballast Shop Ballpark tonight, visit the Ballast Comfort Team Store to get all the official Rawhide gear and merchandise. The Ballast Comfort Team Store is thanks to Ballast Comfort, a leading AC heating, plumbing, and energy efficiency company. Thank you, fans, for attending tonight's game at Ballast Shop Ballpark. Let us the Carlos is brought to you by Radio Live.